الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأذن في الناس بالحج يأتوك رجالا وعلى كل ضامر يأتين من كل فج عميق صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تابعوا بين الحج والعمرة فإنهما ينفيان الفقر والذنوب كما تنفي النار خبث الحديد والذهب والفضة وليس للحجة المبرورة جزاء إلا الجنة وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, according to the famous hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, which each and every one of us will be to some extent familiar with, Allah's Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم gave the analogy and example of our deen of Islam with an edifice or a structure, which he said is based on five fundamental principles. The hadith which I am referring to, Bunya al-Islamu ala khams, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the foundation of Islam is on five pillars. One is the shahadat of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. The other is the establishment of salah, paying of zakat, fasting, and relative to what we are discussing now, because on the first of Shawwal begins that period in the Islamic calendar which is referred to as Ayyam Hajj. It is referred to as the days of Hajj. Whilst it is not conceivable, not even possible, that every Muslim every year will proceed for Hajj, but there are certain aspects with regards to this journey of Hajj and with regards to the kayfiyat and the manner of the haji and with regards to the haqiqat and reality of this entire exercise that are not only relevant to those who proceed for Hajj but are relevant to every reciter of kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Hence the need and the requirement that during this period for this muzakara to be made, for us to remind ourselves, on the one hand, those who haven't been for Hajj, the importance and the fundamental need and requirement to fulfill this great command of Islam, and those who have been, or upon whom Hajj is not farz. Allah Ta'ala has made this ayyam Hajj not only for the Hajis, but for every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that we derive the lessons and the significance of Hajj. Because through Hajj, through this fifth pillar of Islam, the culmination and the completion of deen occurred. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, in his Ihya, he writes that the completion of deen e Islam occurred with the Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is why it was during this occasion of Hajj that the verse of the Quran was revealed, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. That Allah Ta'ala says today, that is with the Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Al-Yawm, that today refers to after Asr Salah on the 9th of Zilhijjah, when this verse of the Quran was revealed, that today I have completed your deen for you, and I have perfected my favor upon you, and I have chosen deen-e-Islam for you. There are certain peculiarities that you will find with this hukam or with this pillar of Hajj that are not found in any of the other aspects of Islam. Whether it is salah, whether it is zakat, whether it is Hajj, whether it is fasting. If If you see, there is in the entire Quran, there is no Surah As-Salah. There is no Surah As-Zakat. There is no Surah As-Sawm. But Hajj has such value in the sight of Allah Ta'ala that an entire Surah of the Quran has been named after this pillar of Islam. Allah Ta'ala says, Surah Al-Hajj. The 17th juz of the Quran, Surah Al-Hajj. An entire Surah has been named after Hajj. If you look at the manner in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala issued this invitation for Hajj. Hajj was not unique to the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But every Nabi prior to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every Nabi of Allah placed his foot on the land where Baytullah is. In fact, Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma reports that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam performed 1,000 Hajj on foot. Such was the significance of this amal. With regards to this ummah, Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, with regards to the manner in which Hajj was made farz, Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ. Allah commands Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, after he had conducted the reconstruction of Baytullah, Allah commands him that, oh Ibrahim, أَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ. Issued the invitation to humanity to come for Hajj. To understand the complexity of the matter in front of Ibrahim alayhi salam, we have to turn our mental clocks 4,000 years back. Visualize what Makkah was. Wadin ghayri dhi zara, a land without vegetation. The Jurhum tribe living there. Otherwise, no people even living there. Far and beyond, this Baytullah is constructed, and Allah says that call the entire humanity, one person is told. So he says to Allah, وَمَا يَبْلُغُ صَوْتِي. Ya Allah, who am I going to call? You are saying call the whole humanity. There's no mic system or satellite dish. How is this invitation going to be conveyed to the entire humanity? Allah Ta'ala says to him, أَذِّنْ وَعَلَيَّ الْبَلَاغُ. Ibrahim, you are required to issue the invitation. Conveying the invitation, that is in my hands. He climbs onto the mountain of Abu Qubays. Ya ayyuhan nas, inna Allah ta'ala qad amarakum bihajji hadhal bayt. O people, Allah has commanded you with Hajj of Baytullah, with carrying out this journey to Baytullah. Why? Allah does not benefit in any way. Allah does not benefit in any way by the difficulty or the financial expense or the physical tiredness, etc., that you will experience carrying out this journey. Why is Allah calling you to His house? لِيُثِيبَكُمْ بِهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَيُجِيرَكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِ النَّارِ. Because Allah, through this journey of Hajj, wants to give you Jannat. Allah wants to save you from Jahannam. That is why Allah is calling you. Ibrahim alayhi salam issued this invitation. Allah Ta'ala made it such that every person living on the surface of the earth at that time heard the voice of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam calling them to Hajj. Those fetuses that were developing in the wombs of the mothers living at that time heard the invitation. And in Alame Arwah, the land of the souls, where the souls of humanity were gathered, every soul to be born till Qiyamah heard the invitation of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And according to Tawfiq and selection from Allah Ta'ala, the response to this invitation varied. Some remained silent. Some said, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. What does it mean? Ya Allah, you have issued the invitation. I accept your invitation. I'm coming. Some said it once. Some said it several times. According to the number of times that soul in Alam-e-Arwah responded, Allah has taken upon Himself that when that person will come in this dunya, before he dies, during his lifetime, that number of times Allah will take him for Hajj. Because the host of Hajj is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not your money, it is not your intelligence, It is no physical aspect that is going to take you there. It is only selection from Allah, and Allah makes the decision on what the jazba and what the zeal in the heart is. That is why that hadith I mentioned in the beginning, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Tabi'u bayn al-hajj wal-umrah." He said, keep making hajj and umrah. And if you can't at least desire in the heart, it is an alamat of iman for the heart to be attached to Makkah Mukarramah, to Medina Munawwara. He said, keep making hajj and umrah. Why? Because through this hajj and umrah, look at the logic. Expense is incurred, you have to pay. It costs you. Yet what does Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? By doing this, Allah Ta'ala will free you of poverty. Allah Ta'ala will expiate and wipe away your sins. Because going for Hajj and Umrah again and again, like how fire is used to clean the rust on lead, and it cleans gold and silver, in exactly the same way, my ummah will be cleansed from poverty and sins by going for Hajj and Umrah over and over again. It is not Saud's accreditation that is going to take you there. It is no other aspect. That 2 rakat salah, that getting up in the dead of night, that begging and asking from Allah, that tamanna and desire in the heart, that is what the acceptance is based on. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Hujjaj wal-Ummar wafdullah. He said, the Haji and the one who goes for Umrah, these are the delegation of Allah. That is why those who have been for Hajj, you will see written on the posters, Duyufur Rahman. Duyufur Rahman, the guests of Rahman, the guests of Allah. The Haji and one who goes for Umrah, these are the delegation of Allah. يُعْتِيهِمْ مَا سَأَلُوا. Whatever they ask, Allah will give them. يَسْتَجِيبُ لَهُمْ مَا دَعَوْا. Whatever dua they make, Allah will accept their dua. وَيُخْلِفُ عَلَيْهِمْ مَا أَنْفَقُوا دِرْهَمْ. Alf dirham. O kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And because Allah is ghani, Allah is independent, Allah does not need you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whatever you spend to go to the house of my Allah, whatever you spend, Allah says, I will give it back to you. But I will give it according to my shan, not your shan. For every dirham you spend, Allah says, I will give you back 1 million. You will get it back, wallah, in dunya also. And you will get it back in akhirat also. There is no one through going for Hajj and Umrah that got poor. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is the way, one of the avenues by which poverty will be taken away from the ummah. Ibrahim alayhi salam issues the invitation, Adhin fin nasi bil Hajj. Allah says, Ya'tuka. Ibrahim, they will respond to this call in his lifetime. It is doubtful whether anybody came. But Allah took upon himself, Ya'tuka, they will come. Interestingly, Mufassirin say, it should have been Ya'tuni. They should have come to me, to Allah. It is Allah's house. Yet what does Quran say? Ibrahim, issue the invitation, they will come to you. In return, in appreciation of the 120 years of qurbani and sacrifice of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah has made it such that every haji that comes to Baytullah till Qiyamah, the host is Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ya'tuka, they will come to you. Rijalan, walking, wala kulli dhamirin, and on lean camels. Allah first mentions walking. Why? Because the walking hajj is afzal. How much afzal? How much more valuable? Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, who among sahaba was known as Bahrul Ulum, an ocean of knowledge. He becomes severely ill, terminally ill, his death is near. What does he do? He gathers his family members. And what is the wasiyat that he gives his family members? Ocean of knowledge. Yet what wasiyat does he give them? He says, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Man hajja min makkata mashiyan hatta tarji'a ila makkata kutibat lahu bi kulli khatwatin sab'umiyati hasana min hasanatil haram. That person who will proceed for hajj, walking from Mecca till he returns back to Mecca, for every step Allah will give him 700 reward of the rewards of the haram. So they asked him, Wama hasanatul haram? What is the rewards of the haram? He said, every one neki of the haram is equal to 100,000. In other words, for every step, the haji that will go walking will get 700 million reward. For every step of that journey. Ya'tuka rijalan wa ala kulli dhamiri. They will come on lean camels. Ya'tuni min kulli fajjin amir. Every word of Quran. It is unfortunate, my respected brothers, the occasion of Jummah. It is impossible to do justice to this topic. Just certain salient things we are mentioning. Ya'tina min kulli fajjin amir. Allah says, they are carrying out a journey to Baytullah, but from where? From the rest of the world. How does Quran interpret the rest of the world? The rest of the world is Fajj Amir. What does this mean? Deep, distant, low ground, deep ravines of the earth. Quran equates in relation to Baytullah, the rest of the world as low ground. Why? Because when this Haji undertakes this journey, he is going from low ground, from Fajj, from Amir, to high ground, to Baytullah, to Awwal, to Azka, to Athar, to Arfa. He is going to the highest place, the loftiest place. He is going to the pinnacle. So the journey of Hajj is a journey from low ground to high ground. Spiritually, it is a journey of inferiority to a position of superiority. And if the huquq and the rights of this journey are fulfilled, then this haji will reach a pinnacle of such love, such ta'alluq, such relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that at the end of the journey, bring another verse of the Quran. Allah says, فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُم مِّنْ عَرَفَاتِ. When you leave Arafat, Allah does not say when you leave. Allah says when you overflow. أَفَضْتُم. When you overflow. Mufassirin explain, what is this overflowing? What is the overflowing of Arafat? They say, the millions of haji, as they move from Arafat, it looks like a river that is overflowing. What is the hidden meaning? That the heart will be overflowing with the love of Allah. The heart will be overflowing with the ta'alluq of Allah. If this journey is carried out correctly, it is a journey from inferiority to superiority. Spiritually, the heart will overflow with the love of Allah. Every other pillar of Islam, if we look, my respected brothers, when Allah Ta'ala made salah farz, Allah says, aqimu salah, establish salah. Inna salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitaban mawquta. When Allah made zakat farz, atu zakat, pay your zakat. Khudh min amwalihim sadaqatan tutahhiruhum wa tuzakkihim biha wa salli alayhim. When Allah Ta'ala made jihad farz, kutiba alaykum al-qital. When Allah Ta'ala made fasting farz, kutiba alaykum al-siyam. Look at the expression. Aqimu salah, atu zakah, kutiba alaykum as-siyam. When it comes to Hajj, the entire mode of expression of Quran changes. Walillah, walillah, ala nas hijjul bayt, man istata'a ilayhi sabila, wa man kafara, fa inna allaha ghaniyun anil alameen. For any of the other tenets, Allah did not bring his name. To make Hajj farz, Allah starts with his name. Walillah. Walillah, for Allah. Mufassirin explain, what is this lam? Walillah, what does it mean? They say, if someone asks you, bhai, where are you going? This person says, I am going for Hajj. That answer is incorrect. What is the correct answer? Where are you going? I am going to meet my Allah. I am going to the house of my Allah to meet my Allah. Walillah. That is why it is mentioned in Hadith, Al-Hajar al-Aswad yameenullahi fil ard yusafihu biha ibadahu kama yusafihu ahadukum akhahu. When the person reaches Baytullah, what is the first thing he does? He goes to make istilam of Hajar al-Aswad. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Hajar al-Aswad is the right hand of Allah on this earth. Allah shakes the hand of His banda through the Hajar al-Aswad like you would shake the hand of your friend. This is not literal, this is figurative. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْعَالَى. The true meaning of it Allah knows. But what is the meaning of this analogy? When you go to the court of a king and you shake his hand, you bow down in front of him, what are you doing? You are taking the oath of allegiance. You are handing yourself over to that king. The istilam of Hajar al-Aswad is similar to that. You have come to bow, to claim your allegiance to Allah. That my past life is over now. I have come to hand myself over to you. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala mentions the riwayat. He says when that haji stands in front of the Hajar al-Aswad and he makes that first istilam, khada lahu rahma, the ocean of Allah's rahmat descends on this person. As he starts that tawaf, for every step of that tawaf, 70,000 nekis are written down. 70,000 of his sins are wiped away. 70,000 ranks in akhirat are raised for him for every step. What tawaf is he making? Where is he walking? He's walking on that ground where every Nabi walked, every Sahabi walked, every Tabi'i walked, Sulakha, Atqiya, Awliya. They walked on that ground. He's walking on that same ground. This tamanna should be in his heart. This desire should be in his heart. That Ya Allah, I'm walking physically on their footsteps. Bring my life on their footsteps. Junaid Baghdadi, rahimahullah, late at night, he hears one woman in tawaf, lamenting, calling out to Allah, أَبَا الْحُبُّ أَنْ يَخْفَى وَكَمْ قَدْ كَتَمْتُهُ فَأَصْبَحَ عِنْدِي قَدْ أَنَاخَ وَتَنَّبَى إِذَا اشْتَدَّ شَوْقِي هَامَ قَلْبِي بِذِكْرِهِ وَإِنْ لُمْتُ قَرِيبًا مِّنْ حَبِيبِي تَقَرَّبَى يَبْدُو فَأَحْنَى ثم احيا له به ويسعدني حتى الذ واطرب. And Arif Billah like Junaid Baghdadi gets confused by what this woman is saying. There's no time Juma to translate properly, but what the crux of what she says, I tried to conceal my love for you, I tried to hide it, but it broke the locks, it burst forth from my heart, it covered my entire being. Whenever I think of you, my heart becomes restless. If I cannot find you, this world is empty for me. If I connect myself with you, my Allah, my whole life lights up. Oh my Allah, you have revealed yourself for me. I have died in you, then I have come alive again. And you have given me the sweetness and the ecstasy of your ta'alluq. Junaid Baghdadi hearing this, he gets confused. He says to this woman, fear Allah, what are you saying? She says, Lawla tuqa, ma ahjuru an watani, inna tuqa sharradani an tibil wasani. She says, if I did not fear my Allah, then I would have been sleeping on my bed. It is His fear, it is His taqwa that made me leave my homeland and come to this Mubarak place to search for my Allah. Then she asked him a question, Junaid, tell me, this tawaf you are making, are you making tawaf around Allah or are you making tawaf around Baytullah? Junaid Baghdadi says, what kind of question you are asking? What kind of question are you asking? I am making tawaf around Baytullah. What is the response? She looks up to the heavens. Ey Allah, oh my Allah, how foolish your slaves are that they have left you and they are making tawaf around stones. They have left you and they are making tawaf around stones. Are their hearts harder than stones? They are confused because they do not feel the sweetness of ecstasy and ta'alluq with you. Why don't they realize that to find you, they have to give everything else up? This tawaf is not a physical tawaf. This tawaf is around, you are imitating the malaika of Allah that are making tawaf around the arsh of Allah. وَتَرَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ حَافِينَ مِنْ حَوْلِ الْعَرْشِ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. Allah Ta'ala says, you will see my malaika on the day of judgment making tawaf around my arsh. Wallah, when you are making tawaf around the physical Baytullah, it is as if you are making tawaf around the arsh of Allah. وَلِلَّهِ وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ. What does this walillah mean? Ulama explain, they say, you are going to meet your Allah, you are going to the house of Allah, prepare yourself in such a manner that Allah prefers your coming. Allah prefers your coming. Malik bin Dinar rahimahullah, he says, on one occasion I was proceeding for Hajj. I came across one youngster. Other people had put on their ihram, they were reciting labbaik. This youngster was crying and sobbing. I said to him, why don't you recite the labbaik? Make the talbiyah. He says, Malik, does not your life of sins, does not your life immersed in the love of dunya, away from your Allah, create this fear in your heart that you are shouting out, Allah, I am present, I am coming. Do you not fear that the response will come, la labbaik, your coming is not accepted? You are not worthy of presenting yourself here. The hajis are proceeding nowadays, umrah upon umrah. What is the jazba in the heart? What is the niyat which we are going with? What is the kayfiyat in the mind? What is the life before hajj and after hajj? What is the life before umrah and after umrah? Is it just based on finances? Is it just a holiday? Is it just convenience? What is the preparation that we are making? Malik bin Dinar says, I only saw this youngster much later. It was the time of Nahar, time for the Qurbani animals to be slaughtered. He was standing on one side of the plain of Mina, crying. He says, Inna nas qad dhabahu wa taqarrabu ilay. Oh Allah, the people have sacrificed the Qurbani animals. They have gained your nearness. وَلَيْسَ لِي شَيْءٌ أَتَقَرَّبُ بِهَا إِلَيْكَ. I have nothing else. I have nothing else that I can present to you. I don't have an animal also. سِوَى نَفْسِي. I only have my own life. فَتَقَبَّلْهَا مِنِّي. Ya Allah, accept my life from me. Malik bin Dinar says, this youngster said this and passed away on the spot. In the Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one Sahabi passed away on the day of Arafat. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, leave his head open, bury him with the ihram. Tomorrow on the day of judgment, he will rise up reciting the labbaik. That was the Hajj that was made in the past. Ulama say, sayrul qulub, ablagh min sayril abdan. The journey of the heart. The journey of the heart is more important than the physical journey of Hajj. Kam min wasilin bi badanihi ila al-bayt wa qalbuhu munqati'un an rabbil bayt. How many people physically have reached Baytullah, but their hearts are devoid of the love of the Rabb of Baytullah. Physically they are there, but their hearts are somewhere else. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَاعِدٍ فِي بَيْتِهِ عَلَىٰ فِرَاشِهِ وَقَلْبُهُ مُتَّصِلٌ بِالْمَحَلِّ الْعَلَىٰ. How many people are sitting in their homes, on their beds, far away, thousands and thousands of kilometers away from Baytullah, but for one second even, the heart is not ghafil of the Rabb of Baytullah. إِلَيْكَ قَصْدِي رَبَّ الْبَيْتِ وَالْحِجَرِي فَأَنْتَ سُؤَلِي مِنْ حَجِّي وَمِنْ عُمَرِي وَفِيكَ سَعِي وَتَطْوَافِي وَمُزْدَلِفِي وَالْهَدْيُ نَفْسِي أَلَّذِي يُغْنِي عَنِ الْجَزَرِي. Like the poet says, Oh Allah, not Sa'i, not Tawaf, not Arafat, not Mina, not Hajj, not any of that aspect is my goal. What is my goal? My goal is you. To acquire your love, to acquire your closeness. He says even the Qurbani animal is my own nafs. I have to pass that hand over that, or I have to pass that knife over that nafs of mine, that haram, that wrong that is distancing me from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every ummati, my respected brothers, whether we're going for Hajj or not, we have to adopt the kayfiyat of the Haji. This ihram we have tied already. Ihram of Hajj we have tied already from haram, from the disobedience of Allah. And the day we will open that ihram is the day when we will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The entire life in this world has to be on the kayfiyat of the Haji. To complete that hadith, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala who says, when that tawaf is completed, and that Haji makes two rakat salah, Allah places a seal upon him that all your past sins are forgiven. All your past sins are forgiven on one tawaf. If that amal will be carried out correctly. Days of Hajj have come. On the one hand, there are many of us, my respected brothers, have run out of time, unfortunately. There are many of us, Hajj is farz for several years, we keep on delaying. That is not a healthy practice, that is a very dangerous practice. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, it does not matter to me whether the person dies as a Jew or a Christian who did not fulfill the farz Hajj. If it was compulsory and he died having not fulfilled it, let us keep that warning of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in front of us and try and carry it out quickly. Those who are going or haven't or even are not going, let us take the lessons of Hajj. Between every person's two ribs, there is one Baytullah. There is one Baytullah between the ribs of every two persons, that is this heart. Make this heart Nurani, make this heart Abad. This light will light up the entire world. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.